Pale-faced told Alex she didn't find dead bodies often.
I'm sorry your morning ride met up with tragedy, Alex said. We understand you discovered the body in the quadcopter.
He met cautious, dark blue eyes.
Yes, sir.
And the dog here beside me. He gave the lab a momentary glance and noted the dog had an injured paw.
Once we've examined the crime site, we'd like to ask a few questions.
She glanced away. Fear or guilt? Alex shook off his suspicions. Not every woman was like the last one he got involved with.
I've appointments at my animal clinic, and the officer has already interviewed me. Plus, this dog needs attention.
Alex plastered on his agent smile.
I understand, ma'am, but we have a serious situation here.
She tucked her shoulder-length hair behind her ear. Sweat beaded on her face and her shirt was damp.
You're right, but I didn't witness a thing. Sadly, a man's dead and I have no idea why.
Sometimes additional questions can generate new evidence, especially when the mind wants to block out what really happened, such as what you've encountered today.
She lifted a brow.
I'm not in shock, Agent LeBlanc. My mind is working perfectly. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to sound uncooperative.
The heat doesn't help.
No, sir.
We understand, and we'll do our best not to keep you waiting very long.
He turned to the officer.
Can you keep Dr. Broussard company for a few minutes?
Alex and Rick followed a narrow path into the thick brush and woods leading to a clearing where officers were sweeping the crime scene. Two sets of parallel fencing caught Alex's attention, one near the road and the second separating the airport property. The airport rangers rode between the two. Beyond the tree line was a field leading to the airport with a clear view of IAH's north side. An officer stood by the body. No doubt the medical examiner was en route. As tragic as a murder could be, his and Rick's focus had to be on dismantling the drone. They pulled on non-latex gloves and bent to the quadcopter still caught in the bushes. Rick rested his hand on his knee while visually scrutinizing it.
There's a serial number.
Alex snapped a pic with his phone and sent it to the FIG, Field Intelligence Group, for the drone's origin. In less than 6 minutes, Rick had taken the device apart.
GPS-controlled, touchscreen module, small brushless motors, modular for easy assembly, carbon fiber blades, and other than the laser, no additional weaponry.
Definitely not the type kids flew in the park or Amazon used to deliver orders. Alex continued to snap pics while scenarios played out of what might have happened this morning. At this point, it looked like the dead man stopped a drone. Rick pointed to the quadcopter with his pen.
The device has a snap-in modular design, wirelessly remote. Camera was destroyed when it crashed. Can it be repaired? It might give investigators a visual of what happened. Irreparable.
A text flew into Alex's phone.
The FIG ran the serial number. The Army reported it stolen 3 months ago. I'll request a full rundown. Which lends credence to the theory that a terrorist is behind this, Rick said.
Alex wanted details, now.
Failing is not listed in a terrorist's portfolio.
He pointed to the laser capable of blinding a pilot.
Given the proximity to the north runway, this had the ability to damage an aircraft on its final launch.
He peered at the three jagged bullet holes that had penetrated the quadcopter.
From the trajectory, whoever fired at the device was at a slight angle. About 20 feet below it. Looks like a 9mm. Like someone was trying to bring it down.
Alex stood and approached the officer by the body. Rick followed.
Do you know the type of bullet that killed this man? 9mm? Was a gun found near the body. Nothing recovered yet.
The officer gestured to a single boot print near the body.
From the size, it doesn't match the victim or the woman.
Alex knelt beside the print, snapping pics. Questions fired his mind like a repeater.
Looks like a size 12, maybe 13. Had to be at least one more person in the clearing. Speculating here, the man could have been killed to avoid identifying the drone operator.
His gaze followed a path leading out of the